Lord, indeed, this is our prayer.
主，这是我们的祷告。
Especially, Lord, after we partook of such wonderful table that you have prepared for us.
在当我们领用了在你的饼杯这样美好的时间之后。
Oh, Lord, we confess, thou art the fairest of thousands.
在主，我们说你是千万人中第一人。
Who can compare with you?
谁能与你相比？
What can compare with you?
有什么能与你相比？
You're the only one, Lord.
你是那独一的。
We thank you, we worship you for having loved us so.
哦，主，我们感谢你，敬拜你，这样的爱我们。
And now, Lord, we confess, we are so satisfied, even just as we partake of the table, what else do we need?
哦，主啊，我们在你的饼杯上实在是得着何等的满足。
A table that reminds us we have a part in you by grace.
因为它提醒我们，借着你的恩典，我们与你有份。
And yet, Lord, as we turn now to the Word of God, we believe that you have something you want to speak to us.
哦，主，如今我们打开你的话语，我们相信你有话要对我们说。
So at the very beginning of this time, we want to confess that only you have words of eternal life.
哦，主，我们也实在说，唯有你有永生之道。
Only you have the Word of life.
唯有你有那生命的道。
Your word is the word of grace.
你的话是恩典的话语。
And we pray, Lord, that in this time, you would take it into your hands, Lord, and bless it, imparting something of yourself and speaking to each one of us.
求主你在这个时候掌管，把你自己的话语放在我们的心里。
And just as we sang, Lord, we pray again, seize thou my heart.
哦，主，我们祷告说，你抓住我的心。
Cause my blind eyes to see.
让我的盲眼再能看见。
Would you do it, Lord, for your own glory?
求主为着你的荣耀做成。
We pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣的名求。
Amen. We would turn to John chapter 21.
我们一同翻到约翰福音21章。
We want to read again from that passage.
我们再一次来读这一段的经文。
Just a few verses, starting from verse 15.
从15节开始。
John 21, starting from verse 15.
约翰福音21章15节。
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John,Do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord. You know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. Verse 17. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep. Truly, truly. I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk whatever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go. Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, Follow me.
主节，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说，你喂养我的羊，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
And two more verses from chapter 10, still Gospel of John chapter 10 verse 11 and 16.
我们再翻到第十章，我们读两处的经文。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Verse 16. I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice. And they will become one flock and one shepherd.
十章十一节，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。十六节，我另外有羊，不是这个圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
So 2 weeks ago, I was sharing with you, some of you at least, and I was sharing on the same passage of John chapter 21.
那两周之前，我也与大家一同分享了约翰福音的二十一章。
We didn't read the whole chapter as last time.
我们没有像上一次一样把整章都读完。
But I trust that you will remember, or if you don't, I'll give you the information, that this chapter records the appearance of the risen Lord to 7 of his disciples.
如果大家忘记了，那我也再提醒大家，这是主复活之后向他的七位门徒显现。
And this is happening by the Sea of Galilee.
并且是发生在加利利的海边。
And the context, if you remember, as these disciples are discouraged, dejected, somehow they go back to something that the Lord had called them out of, which is fishing.
那我们知道这时候这些门徒们有一些灰心，他们回去打鱼，而主，我们知道主已经把他们从打鱼的事上呼召出来了。
And it is in this context of discouragement,dejection even, that our risen Lord appears and manifests himself in such love.
那在他们这样灰心的情形下，主就向他们显现。
As we mentioned, this is also the last conversation recorded in the Bible between our Lord Jesus and Peter before our Lord's ascension.
那同时这也是主在升天之前与彼得最后的一段对话。
And if you remember, in the chapter,The whole atmosphere, all the incidents, in some way they ooze with that love of Christ that surpasses understanding, going after his dejected disciples.
那我们读这二十一章，我们是在感受到这里是主他对着他那些灰心丧气的门徒显出一种何等的爱来。
We also mention something really important to note.
那我们也注意到
this chapter.Is a kind of an appendix to the whole book, an epilogue, if you will.
因为我们可以注意到21章可以说是约翰福音一个补的那个后记。
And we know that because the end of chapter 20 is like a very formal conclusion of the book in some ways.
因为在20章的结尾已经有一个很正式的结束。
John tells us why he wrote the book, right? And he does that at the end of chapter 20, not 21.
因为那里约翰已经告诉我们他为什么要写这本书。
And you remember how he says that our Lord did so many other signs. And they are not recorded here, but these ones are recorded so that you may believe that he's the Christ, the Son of God, and believing have life in his name.
他那里说，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信，耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And as you probably remember, that begs a question.
所以这就给我们一个问题。
Why then, chapter 21? Why have the conclusion of the book at the end of chapter 20, and then that extra chapter, the epilogue?
为什么在二十章的结束之后还要加上二十一章
？The impression that one gets, it's almost as if John felt that the book was not complete with all the things that you have in those first 20 chapters. And if you think about that for a second, you see what fullness, what revelation of Christ there is there in those first 20 chapters, and yet it was not yet complete.
那就是我们想约翰是否觉得有一些什么还没有满足还没有充足虽然我们在前面的二十章中已经看到主所做的所说的是何等的丰富
There is something vital without which the heart of our Lord will never be satisfied
就是还有什么若不加上就不能使我们主的心得着满足
The goal of the gospel was not reached yet if that vital thing is not there
甚至我们可以说这个福音的目的还没有完全的成就如果还有这一点没有被加上
and perhaps that vital element that is at the core of chapter 21 is that question that our Lord asks Peter in three different slightly different ways but it's in some way the same question do you love me
那我们也可以说，这一点需要被补上的，就是主在21章里面，他问了彼得3次的问题，虽然每一次有一点的不同，但那个问题的本质就是你爱我吗
？I mentioned something that I'm not going to repeat, just for your to refresh your memory. There is something about the Lord's callings of Peter that you see in the 3 synoptic gospels that somehow are repeated here in chapter 21.
那我也不再重复，因为我们上次已经提到，主之前对彼得的3次呼召，都在这一章里面得着了一个回应。
Those 3 callings, each one has a different emphasis.
因为那3次的呼召都有不同的重点。
And yet, you almost get the impression that our Lord is very deliberately trying to bring that to Peter's memory.
那这在21章中，我们看到主他应该是有意的要彼得来想起这些事。
Simon, son of John, he says that 3 times. And he only said that before. He never calls Peter by exactly that term, except in the very first encounter that he had with Peter in John chapter 1.
那比如说在这一章中，主3次称呼彼得说约翰的儿子西门，主用这个特别的称呼其实只有在他第一次呼召彼得的时候用过。
Simon, son of John.
约翰的儿子西门。
Do you remember? I called you.
你还记得我呼召你吗?
I called you by name. Andrew never said, oh, by the way, Lord Jesus, this is my brother Peter. Our Lord takes the initiative. Son of John.
我们记得当初安德烈把彼得带到主那里的时候并没有做什么介绍，但是我们主直接就按着他的名称呼他说约翰的儿子西门。
And the same reminder seems to be there, also reminding Peter of the other 2 callings, follow me, the whole sign of the fishing, the miraculous fishing of 153 big fish.
那同时这里他们打到了153条鱼，以及之后说你跟从我吧，这些也都回应了之前的呼召。
Today as the Lord enables, we would like to take a step further, look to other aspects that you find in this wonderful dialogue between our Lord Jesus and Peter.
那主诺愿意，我们今天就继续的往下来讲。
If you notice the dialogue, it has a very regular structure, and I'm sure you did notice that.
我们也看到主和彼得对话，这里好像有一个架构在这里。
The dialogue begins with 3 cycles, if you will, that have 3 elements. Each of the cycles, the same elements.
那这里有3次的来回的这个谈话，但是每一次当中都有相似的一些题目。
There is number 1, a question of our Lord.
那首先会有我们主问一个问题。
Number 2, Peter's answer to that question.
然后彼得会回答这个问题。
And number 3, a charge that our Lord gives to Peter.
然后第三就是主会给彼得一个命令，一个吩咐。
The question has variations that are quite significant. We are not going to go into all the details of them. But I want you to remember, each of the times our Lord asks the question, there is a difference.
那我们也注意到每次主问的问题有一点点的不同。
And then there is something that essentially is the same. Do you love me?
但他的那个核心都是同样的一个问题，说你爱我吗？
The answers of Peter to the 3 times, 2 of them are the same. The 3rd time there is a difference.
那彼得的回答前2次是一样的，第3次有不同。
But in essence, he's answering the same thing.
但同样，他的那个核心也是他回答的同样的，他是给了同样的回答。
In our English translation, I'm not sure in Mandarin, I suspect that it's the same. He's saying, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
就是他说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
However, as probably you know, and I'll just briefly, I have to touch on this.
那我也要简单的提到。
When our Lord asked the question the first 2 times, he uses a specific verb in Greek, and Peter answers with a different verb. So the Lord is saying, do you love me? In our translation, yes, Lord, I love you. The same verb, love. In Greek, 2 different verbs for the love me.
就是虽然我们看到现在这里的主的问题和彼得的回答都同样的使用了一个爱这个字，但是在希腊原文，他们其实用了不同的这个表达。
Our Lord asked Peter, in Greek is the verb, as probably you know, agape. Peter, do you have agape for me? Do you love me with an agape love?
大家可能也知道，就是主问彼得的时候，乃是问他说：“彼得，你是否用这个阿加贝的爱爱我？”
And Peter answers, "Lord, I have phileo for you, which means I have an affection for you. I'm attached to you. It's a very noble feeling, for sure. But in a way, it's something very, very inferior."What the Lord is really asking.
而彼得的回答，他却用了另外一个希腊字 phileo 来表达他的爱。这个 phileo 的爱是一种亲切的一种友爱的爱，虽然也是一种爱，但是与主问他的那个爱来说，是一个比较层次上低的一个爱。
Perhaps we get the force of the question of our Lord. It's a good thing to remember that the greatest commandment, the verb that is used there.You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. That love there is agape.
那这就也让我想到主说过诫命中最大的一条是你要尽心尽力尽性爱主你的神，而那里的爱是阿加贝的爱。
In a way, our Lord is asking Peter, Peter, do you love me with a love that is complete, absolute?Without any reservations.
换句话说，主所问彼得的就是：彼得，你对我的爱是这样完全的、绝对的这样子奉献的爱吗？
Now Peter's reply is extremely revealing.
而彼得的回答就让我们看到
，because it shows us that he learned a lesson.
因为我们看到他学了一个功课。
You know, this is happening perhaps 3 weeks or so after the Passion of our Lord, His death and resurrection.
我们知道这里二十一章所发生的是大概主被卖三周之后的事情。
And if our Lord had asked the same question to Peter, as he did in an indirect way, if he had asked the same question, probably Peter would have said, "Of course, Lord, I have agape love for you."
我们可以想，如果主是三周前问的这个问题，可能彼得的回答会是：“主啊，当然我用阿加贝的爱来爱你。”
I'm sure you remember that on that night.Last Supper, when they are in the upper room.
我们知道在最后晚餐的时候他们在那个马可的楼那里发生的事。
Our Lord says to the 12, you will all fall away tonight because of me.
对门徒们说你们今晚都要四散离开我去。
And you remember what Peter says.
我们记得彼得的回答。
He says, even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away.
彼得说：“就是让众人都离开你去，我却不离开你。”
I'm ready to die for you, Lord.
我就是为你付上性命，我也愿意。
Now we have to really observe that Peter is being absolutely sincere in what he's saying here.
我们也相信，也知道彼得他说那样的话的时候，他是完全真实的一个想法。
There's no question about sincerity here.
因为在他里面并不是虚假的说了这句话。
He's not being a hypocrite and say, yeah, and.Saying something that he really does not intend to follow through.
也不是说他假冒为善，或者他说一些不是他心里的意思。
Oh, he just doesn't know himself.
而只是他不明白，不了解他自己。
And that's why he's kind of challenging, as daring as that sounds, challenging our Lord himself when he's saying, "You will all fall." He said, "Not me, Lord. This bunch here maybe, but I'm a better grade."Believers.
所以他甚至好像在那里挑战主一样说、oh, 其他人都会离开你去但是我比他们更好我会跟随你。
But now, after this breakfast in this morning, when the risen Lord appears, oh, how different is his answer.
但是到如今到这个时候复活的主与他一同吃早饭的时候他的回答是何等的不同。
Because our Lord is saying, do you have that absolute love for me? That love that is...Unreserved, and he says, Lord, you know, I have an affection for you, but I don't dare to call it anything more than that.
所以当这里主问他说，你是否对我有那样毫无保留的、完全的爱的时候，彼得说，哦，主啊，你知道，我对你有这个亲切的这个友爱，但是我不敢再说更多。
You know, this is one of the most important lessons we have in spiritual life.
我想这也是我们属灵生命上都要学习的功课。
Do you remember the Sermon on the Mount?
是否记得在主的登山宝训
What is the very first thing on the Sermon on the Mount?
在主的山上所说的他第一件事情说的是什么
That's right, the Beatitudes.
就是八福。
But the very first beatitude is, blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heavens.
第一个说到的就是虚心的人有福了, 因为天国是他们的。
Poor in spirit.
这里说, 这个原文说, 在灵里贫穷。
There is no place for self-sufficiency, for self-confidence, some self-reliance in true spiritual life.
换句话说, 就是他们意识到在他们的灵里的生活里面, 不是自己有那个能力, 自己有那个信心, 自己有那个满足。
And there you have a paradox.
那同时我们看到一个对比。
Because it's only when we confess our poverty, our lack, our emptiness, our spiritual bankruptcy, if you will, it's only then that the Lord can step in and show himself as everything for you.
就是只有当我们向主承认我们的软弱,我们的贫穷,我们的不足的时候, 我们才能让主来充满我们。
Of course, Peter, as sincere as he was full of a self-sufficiency and a self-confidence in his spirituality that would prevent the Lord from being all in all.
我们所看到的就是彼得,虽然他有那样真实的情感, 但是他是以自己为满足,自己为源泉的那个爱的时候, 主就要告诉他这是不足的。
He had to learn, but we are all called to learn, brothers and sisters, that phrase of our Lord Jesus in that farewell discourse, without me, you can do nothing.
所以主要彼得也要我们都来一同学习这个功课, 若不借着我,你们不能做事。
Well, thank the Lord. When he says, Lord, I don't dare to say that I have that absolute love for you. I have an affection. Obviously, he learned something here.
所以当彼得这样回答的时候, 我们知道他学了个功课。
When Peter is saying, Lord, I have an affection for you.
当彼得说, 主啊, 我对你有这样的亲爱的时候,
in effect, what he's saying is something in these lines, Lord, I thought I did love you with all my heart.
那可能我想他背后的话就是, 主啊, 我以为我对你有那个完全的爱。
But now I realize how insufficient, how feeble, how weak my love is.
如今我明白, 我那样的爱是何等的软弱不完全。
I dare not call it love, it's affection. It's sincere affection, but I don't dare call it anything more than that.
如今我只能说, 主, 我对你是有这样真实的心, 我也对你有这样亲近亲爱的心, 但是我不敢再说更多。
And brothers and sisters, what a wonderful paradox and lesson for all of us.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是否也对我们都是一个功课?
Because before we can love the Lord with all our heart, as we are called to, the first thing before that is to acknowledge, Lord, I do not have such love.
就是当我们能够回应主说, 主啊, 我要尽心爱你的时候, 我们在这个之前, 我们首先要意识到, 哦, 主, 我的爱是不完全的。
And it's a wonderful paradox, because now the Lord can call Peter and use him.
但是这里就让我们看到这个奥秘, 就当彼得这样认识之后, 主才能够呼召他来, 让彼得来跟随他侍奉他。
When they were talking in the upper room in the night when our Lord Jesus was betrayed,
我们想到在主被卖的那一夜, 他们在那个房间里的时候,
Peter was mystified when the Lord said, you're all going to fail me.
那时候, 主对门徒们说, 你们都要离开我而去。
Peter says, but Lord, what? This is recorded in John. But Lord, why? I'm ready to die for you.
但是彼得在那里说, 主啊, 我为你死都愿意。
And our Lord says to him, where I'm going now, you cannot follow me. But one day, you will follow me.
然后主的回答是什么? 他说, 我现在要去的地方你们不能去, 但有一天你们也要去。
Now, the wonderful thing is, after his failure, and the Lord is restoring him right here, at this point, the Lord says to him, you know, when you were younger, you used to go wherever you wanted. One day, they're going to take you where you do not want to go. And John makes the observation. Obviously, he's writing after Peter went to be with the Lord. And he says, this our Lord said, signifying in which way Peter would die and glorify God.
所以到这里，当主恢复了彼得之后，主就对彼得说：当你年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。而当约翰这时候写这封书，这个福音的时候，彼得已经殉道了，所以约翰可以说，耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。
Lord, I'm ready to die for you. No, Peter, you're not quite ready. One day you will be.
所以主对当时对彼得说，你要因为你彼得对主说，我愿意我为你死都愿意的时候，主就对他说，你还没有预备好，但有一天你会预备好。
This wonderful chapter shows that turning point in his life when he learned the lesson. And now he's on his way to follow the Lord all the way through.
所以第21章就可以看到彼得生命中的一个转折点，他在这里学了一个功课，从此以后他就能够完全的来跟从主。
Brothers and sisters, I hope we can see the principle involved in Christian life here, a tremendous one.
弟兄姊妹们，我盼望你们能看到我们基督徒生命中这样重要的一个功课。
Our Lord, Psalm 51 says that you are pleased in truth in the innermost being.
我们记得主也提到在诗篇51篇那里说你喜悦
51:6, the first part.
五十一篇第六节，你所喜爱的是内里诚实。
It's not that Peter was not being truthful before, but he was deluded about not knowing himself.
这里并不是说彼得之前他没有那个诚实的心，而是他没有那个清楚的对自己的内在的认识。
Oh, but thank the Lord. In his answer now, in this breakfast, which sounds like a defeat, do you love me with all your heart? No, Lord.Have affection for you. It sounds like a defeat. Oh, but that's the gateway where the beginning of true Christian life, realizing who we are before the Lord and being absolutely transparent before Him.
所以到如今，这个主恢复彼得的早晨，彼得的回答说：“主啊，我是你知道我这样只是亲爱的爱你。这样虽然听起来像是一个失败一样，但是却是彼得人生的转折点，因为他有对自己有了一个清楚的认识。
Now, incidentally, if now Peter is learning that without me you can do nothing,
彼得在这里学习的就是，若不借着我，你们就不能做什么。
In the book of Acts, you see the other side of the coin.
那到了使徒行传，我们就看到这个硬币的另外一面。
Because you see Peter now fulfilling the charge the Lord gave him to be both fisher of men and shepherd of his people.
因为在那里我们看到彼得在回应主的呼召，他既要做人海的渔夫，也要做那个牧人。
And in a way you could say that Peter now is learning what Paul states in Philippians chapter 4, that I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
那所以我们也可以看到，那时候彼得就好像保罗所说过的，他靠着那在我里面的加给我力量的主，我凡事都能行。
This is the first lesson that Peter learned now, which is so clear from chapter 21 of John.
所以就是我们在21章里面看到彼得所学到的功课。
But there is an additional lesson he's learning that I believe is as important.
那我想还有一个功课也是同样的重要。
Is the lesson.Of hearing the Lord.
就是那听主声音的功课。
Now, we already mentioned what happened in the upper room on the night of in that Last Supper.
我们已经提到在最后的晚餐那里所发生的事情。
The Lord Jesus, the Lord, the one of whom Peter said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's saying something. You're all failed. And Peter says, No, Lord.You're wrong. But he doesn't say you're wrong, but he implies it, of course.
就是那一位我们的主，就是彼得所认信的，你是基督，是永生神儿子的这位主，对他们说你们都要四散离开我去的时候，彼得就好像在那里说，主啊，你肯定错了。
This is not the first time this type of things happened with Peter.
我们也知道这不是彼得第一次有这样的回应。
You remember Matthew chapter 16.
我们记得在马太十六章
is by the way when after Peter's confession you are the Christ the son of the living God
就是在彼得认信之后
so 10 minutes later or so our Lord is saying and by the way I'm going to go to Jerusalem and die on a cross
那刚有那样的启示但可能十分钟之后主说哦，我要去耶路撒冷被钉在十字架上
And Peter just could not, again, there is no lack of sincerity here. We have to give our brother that. It's not that he's being rebellious. That's not the point. But there is something in Peter, as there is in all of us, that just could not accept what the Lord is saying. He couldn't understand it. And he says, never, Lord.
然后那里我们就看到彼得马上的一个反应，我们是在知道他是心里真实的一个反应，并不是说他有在那里要抵挡主的一个意思，但是他在那说主啊，你不断不可如此行。
In a word, Peter is putting his own reasoning, his own understanding above the word of the Lord Jesus.
换句话说，就是彼得用他自己的思维，他自己的想法。
Now, brothers and sisters, do we realize that this is not Peter's problem? This is our problem, every single one of us.
弟兄姊妹们，你们是否有意识到这不只是彼得的问题，而是我们每一个人的问题？
And it started in the Garden of Eden, of course.
这其实从伊甸园就开始。Do you
realize that when Eve is being tempted, that's the crux of the temptation. There is the word of the Lord on one side. You shall not eat of this tree because you're going to die. And then the serpent comes and is leading her to use her own reasoning. She's looking at the tree. It's pleasant. The aesthetics of the tree are desirable. Oh, it's such a tree that will give me some knowledge. Everything inside her is kind of drawing her to that tree. And she uses that reasoning above what the Lord has said. You should not eat because you're going to die if you eat.
就是在夏娃受试探的这件事情上，我们就看到一个模式，就是首先会有神的话在那里说，这个分别善恶树的果子你们不能吃，然后撒旦来有一个诱惑之后，夏娃就在那里自己在那里有一些想法，有一些思想在那里来说，哦是这样是那样，把自己的这个想法推倒放在神的话语之上。
I forgot my brother. Thank you, brother, for remembering all of that. I'll do my best to make it shorter. Well, do you realize that attitude became deeply ingrained in human nature? We all have it.
那我们也可以说，夏娃她的那个心思，她的这个态度，实在是在我们全人类的深处都有。
We all, the tendency is there. We put our own reasoning, our own understanding above the word of the Lord.
就是我们把自己的想法，自己的那个推理思维，要放在神的话语之上。
We don't listen to the Lord.
我们不听神的话。
This is what Peter had to learn.
这是彼得要学的。
Now, how do we know that he learned this lesson from the dialogue with the Lord?
那我们能如何知道彼得在这21章这里已经学了这个功课呢？
I believe there is one little word that he said in all his answers is there that gives it away. Oh, he learned this lesson.
那我想从他的回答里，我们看到一点线索。Because
every time the Lord says, "Do you love me, Peter?"
每一次主问他说，彼得，你爱我吗？
Every time Peter says, "Lord, you know."
他都回答说，主啊，你知道。Lord,
you know the second time.
他再说，主啊，你知道。Lord,
you know all things the third time.
那第三次他说，主啊，你是无所不知的。You
see. Again, in effect, it's almost as if Peter is acknowledging, Lord, before you said that I would fall, but I thought that I knew better than you. You said I would fall, but I thought I knew better than you, and I said no.
就是彼得在这里，他明白过来，之前主对他说，你们要四散的时候，彼得说，我肯定不会离开你，但是主比彼得更知道他自己。I
did not hear your voice.
彼得承认我没有听主你的话。But
now I see you know all things.
如今我知道你是无所不知的。I
trust what you say more than I trust myself. Oh, that's the lesson our brother learned.
如今我学到这个功课，我要相信你的话胜过我对我自己的认识。There
are two verses in the Old Testament that to me in a way capture the principle. We all have to learn this.
那我想旧约有两处提到这个我们都要学习的功课。Proverbs,
very famous, both of them. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
那箴言3章5节。Trust
in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明。
You see, we have a commandment such as this, because from the Garden of Eden on, we all lean on our own understanding.
主这之所以这样说，就是因为从伊甸园开始，我们都倚靠自己的聪明。
This is not Peter's problem, it's our problem.
这不是彼得的问题，这是我们每一位的问题。
Oh, but Peter learned this. Oh, it's not what I understand. Even if I have no clue of what the Lord is saying, he's right. And you see the... Sorry.
Oh, 彼得就明白，学习到不是我自己的聪明，不是我自己以为对的，而是主他知道。
We could look at Peter and say, Peter, what a contradiction. How is it possible that here is the Christ, the Son of the living God, as you just saw, but now you're saying, no, Lord, it's not going to happen the way you're saying.
我们想到那时候彼得刚刚承认主你是永生神的儿子，然后马上又说，哦，万不可如此，你所说的必不临到你。
We're all liable of the same contradiction.
其实我们都像彼得一样有这样的一个罪。
Oh, oftentimes,We see something in the Word of God, but if we do not understand it, or if it doesn't quite go with our taste, how easy for us to kind of, you know, we sweep it under the rug, as they say.
就是我们常常也读主的话，但是可能一读到这个和我的想法不对，或者不对我的口味，我马上说，哎，这个主不是这个意思。
The other verse from the Old Testament, that to me is the principle at stake here.
那另外一处旧约的经文，我想也讲到这个原则。
You can use it as an enunciation of the, what is Peter learning here? What we all have to learn. Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章
Verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
以赛亚书五十五章第八节耶和华说我的意念非同你们的意念我的道路非同你们的道路天怎样高过地照样我的道路高过你们的道路我的意念高过你们的意念
Brothers and sisters, when we run into something in the Word of God, it's not just that sometimes that we don't understand, but sometimes it comes across as counterintuitive. You say, no, it cannot be right.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读主的话，有时候其实不只是说我们不明白他的话，好像有的时候是主的话是与我们反对，与我们的直觉反对的。
Oh, don't forget, it comes across as counterintuitive because His ways are so much higher than ours.
那弟兄姊妹们，之所以他的话与我们的直觉反对呢，是因着他的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
Peter could never have understood.The Christ, the one that is supposed to be the king, dying on a cross, think about it for a sec, for counterintuitive.
就像彼得，他那时候怎么能够明白这位基督，这位得胜的弥赛亚确实要死在十字架上。
Of course, we live with the benefit of hindsight, as they say. And for us, everything is so clear now.
当然对我们如今因着我们有这些事情已经发生，我们知道了。
But I can guarantee to you,If you really follow the Lord with all your heart, you're bound to run into something in the Word of God that is going to come across as counterintuitive. And then we have a choice to make.
但是我也要告诉弟兄姊妹们，如果你真的要跟随主，在你的道路上一定会碰到某些时刻，主的话与你的直觉是反对的。但这时候就是你的一个选择，你是否愿意尽心的来爱他。
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
西门的约翰的儿子西门，你是否爱我
？And Peter is saying, Lord, you know.
Oh, 主啊，你知道我爱你。
I do not, you do know, and I trust that.
Oh, 主啊，我所知道的是你知道我，我就相信你。
Brothers and sisters, it's a crucial lesson if you're going to follow our Lord Jesus.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们，这是我们要跟随主一个重要的功课。
In a way, if you put together the whole dialogue, do you love me, Peter?
如果我们再把整个的对话来看
When Peter says, Lord, you know, yes, I love you. Even if it's an inferior love, put them together and it means one thing.
就是主问他你爱我吗彼得说是的你知道我爱你把这些放在一起我们要看到什么
To hear the Lord, to submit to his word, that is true love for him.
就是 虽然彼得的回答里面他提到我的爱是一个不及那个阿加贝的爱，但是因着我信你的话，我顺服你，这就成全了这个爱。
Again, in the farewell discourse in the upper room, our Lord says to the disciples, John 14, verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
我们也想起在最后晚餐的时候，主也对他的门徒说，凡爱我的就遵行我的命令。
Now, why is this lesson so vital, so crucial?
人若爱我就必遵守我的道，为什么这是这样的重要？
It's only after this can be established in Peter's life that I don't love the Lord as much as I thought, number one.
因为主要在彼得里面使他明白，第一，我对主的爱并没有我想的那么大。
And number two, that, oh, I didn't hear the Lord before. Now I'm hearing him, nor you know it. I don't, and I trust you.
第二，就是主啊，你之前说的那些话我没有这样来听来遵行，但如今我明白过来。
It's only then that our Lord says to Peter, feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep, feed my sheep.
就是在这样的功课之后，主对彼得说，你喂养我的小羊，你牧养我的羊，你喂养我的羊。
In other words, when we learn those lessons, we learn what is in the heart of our Lord, what he's after.
就只有我们学习明白主所心里所要的。
He has a flock in view.
我们看到，才看到主在他的心里，他有一群的羊。
But you see, if Peter had not learned that, he would never get to that point and know really what is in the heart of the Lord.
但是彼得若不学这个功课，他就没有办法看到主心里所要的。
Now, brothers and sisters, these three, I'm trying to put together three things from our story.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我是这里想把三件事提出来。
Do you love me?
第一，你爱我吗？
Loving the Lord, that's one.
就是我们爱主，这是第一件。
Hearing the Lord, number two, you know, Lord. I didn't hear you, now I do.
第二件就是我们是否听主，我之前也听到，但我不遵行。
And number three, the flock that he has in view.
第三就是主的眼目里有他的群羊。
I believe that our story, that the dialogue revolves around those three elements.
我想主与彼得的这个对话就是有这三重的这个意思。
And those three things, when you look at the Bible, they oftentimes you find them together.
而这三点其实我们看整本的圣经常常他们都一同出现。
Loving the Lord.
你们要爱主。
Hearing him.
你们要听他。
At his flock. What he's after.
而主所要的是他的群羊。
So I just would like to show you two instances from the Word of God where you're going to see those three things, just as in chapter 21.
我也想在圣经中用其他的两处的例子来说明。
The first of them, we already actually read a verse that shows you part of that principle.
那有一处其实我们已经读到一点。
If you remember, we mentioned last time that there are two chapters in John.That they have a pastoral background, a pastoral motif, if you will.
就我们上次也提到，在约翰福音里面有两处是用这个牧羊为背景的。
One is our chapter we just read.
一处就是刚刚的二十一章。
And then the other one is chapter 10.
另一处是第十章。
And we read two verses from chapter 10.
我们今天也读了两节。
Now, did you notice? First, we have the very famous passage when our Lord says, I am the good shepherd.
那像我们已经读到第十一节，这是很出名的一节。
The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
就是我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
But then our Lord is saying how he's going to bring the fold together, but he, I'm sorry, bring the flock together, but he didn't say that in verse 11. He says that later in verse 16.
然后到了十六节，他就提到他有他的羊群。
What our Lord is really after, brothers and sisters.
所以我们主所要的是什么?
And I'll read again verse 16 for you. Our Lord says, I have other sheep which are not of this fold, and I must bring them also. And they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd.
16节主说,我另外有羊不是这圈里的,我必须领他们来,他们也要听我的声音,并且要合成一群归一个牧人了。
Now,We didn't have the time to go through the background of chapter 10.
那我们没有时间讲这第十章的背景。
And you may be wondering, what is the Lord saying? Why is other sheep? So it's almost as if they're two folds that are coming together and becoming one flock.
所以你可能也稀奇，为什么十六节主说我另外有羊，是他有两群羊吗？或者怎么说？
I'm going to say it without proving it.
那我就直接说我的答案。
But from the context, it seems clear that our Lord is referring to one of the fold is that fold that is coming out of Judaism.
那从上下我们可以知道主所说的有一群是从这个犹太教里面出来的。
All those first disciples, every one of them is a Jew.
因为那起初的门徒都是犹太人。
But our Lord here, after he says that he's going to lay down his life, the death on the cross, he's already telling, listen,It's not just a few that belong to a few Jews that are going to compose my flock. There are other sheep from another fold that will come together, the Gentiles.
但是当主提到他要为羊舍命，就是他为我们上十字架之后，就不再是只有从犹太人中得着他的羊。
But then it's the part that I really want to emphasize this morning.
然后我今天想提到的是
，Our Lord says at the end of verse 16, "They will hear my voice."
就是十六节后半段这里说他们也要听我的声音
And they will become one flock with one shepherd.
并且要合成一群归一个牧人了
you see the two things together again.
所以我们再一次看到这两者合一
As the Lord is being heard, the lesson that Peter learned, then there is a flock that can come together. It's very interesting, sorry.
就像彼得所学习的功课一样当你能够听主的声音的时候主就告诉我们他要的是一群羊。
Some translations make that very explicit.
那有的翻译会把这个讲得更清楚。
My translation says they will hear my voice and they will become one flock and one shepherd.
就是他们要听我的声音之后他们就要合成一群归一个牧人。
But some translations put it, and they will hear my voice,Then they will become one flock with one shepherd. Then, meaning, as you hear the voice, then that becomes a reality.
就是有的翻译会指出这里有一个前后的次序或者一个条件，就是首先你要听我的声音，之后你就要成为他的合成他的一群。
Which means, unless there is that lesson that Peter learned to hear the Lord.To put his word above everything, about your own instincts, self-understanding. Unless that happens, his heart is never satisfied.
换句话说，我们若不像彼得一样学这个功课，就是把主的话放在我们自己之上，那主的心就不能得着满足。
Now, I hope you see that the picture itself, it's almost self-evident in the picture of the shepherd and the sheep.
那我想这幅图这也回应了牧人和羊的这幅图画。
Imagine that you have a bunch of sheep in the flock. And each one is doing its own thing.
如果我们想你要放牧一群的羊那每只羊都在做他自己的事情。
The shepherd is going to my left, but they say, you know what, I don't like that so much, I'm going to go to the right.
如果牧人说我们往左走，但那个羊却说我不想往左走。
And others say, no, I prefer backwards. And others, I'm going to go to. Can you imagine that?
那或者有的羊说我也想要回去了。那你可以想象这样的画面吗？
My sheep, this is an emphasis in chapter 10, which we're not exploring today, the whole emphasis. But as you remember, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me.
第十章要让我们看到的点就是我的羊听我的声音。
It starts from hearing the voice of the Lord.
对，就是从听主的话开始的。
Now, Peter is learning this lesson, and this is qualifying him to help others to learn the same lesson. Feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep.
彼得要先学这个功课然后他才能够来帮助其他人也要学这个功课所以他说你要喂养我的羊牧养我的羊
So this is one of the instances in the Bible that you see the same principle
所以我们在这里就看到了这同样的这个原则
But perhaps the place where you're going to see this in the clearest form in the most emphatic way is in the book of Revelation
但是我想如果我们要说最明显的来彰显这个原则的是在启示录。
Because you remember that the book of Revelation, the flock is in view in the whole book.
如果因为我们想到启示录其实它也有这个群羊的意象在里面。
The main picture there is not so much the shepherd and the flock, even though there is a reference to the shepherd in one of the chapters.
当然，他不是讲到牧人和羊的这一幅图画，虽然他也提到，他的主题不是在这个。
But the main picture in Revelation is the lamb, the church, the flock, seen as a lampstand. But the flock is seen as a lampstand. That's the picture in Revelation.
启示录它主要的图画乃是在于教会主的群羊要成为那个灯台。
In fact, when you read the last two chapters, is the vision of the New Jerusalem.
因为我们看它最后的两章讲到新耶路撒冷的意象。
It's a Sith. The whole New Jerusalem is a giant lampstand.
就好像给我们看到整个新耶路撒冷是一个巨大的一个灯台。
Because you remember what it says? That the lamb is the lamp of that city.
因为那里讲到羔羊要做那个城的这个光这个灯。
Do you see the picture there? The city is a stand for that lamp, which is the Lord Jesus himself. A giant lampstand with everything is completed.
所以我们可以说整个城乃是要来支持或者来映衬 来反射出这个羔羊的光。
The one that said, I will build my church, he obtained what he's after.
我们就想到那位说我要建造我的教会的那一位，他得着了这个新耶路撒冷。
If you go back to the picture of the flock, now he has a flock in the spiritual condition that pleases his heart.
所以我们这时候可以说这位牧人他在这时候已经得着了他的羊群。
But now, as we conclude, let me just point out the following.
但是我要指出的是,
How does he get that lampstand at the end of the book? How he gets that flock that he's after? What is the book of Revelation showing you as a whole?
就是整本启示录他给我们看到了他如何得到这个羊群，如何使这羊群成为那个灯台呢?
Notice how the book of Revelation begins.
就我们看到启示录的开始。
It doesn't begin with the city. That's the end of the book.
因为我们知道这个启示录不是一开始就讲到那个城，因为那是这个启示录的结尾。
But it begins with a vision of the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus, walking among seven lampstands.
启示录的开始乃是讲到我们的主，他在七个金灯台中间行走。
And from the very beginning of this book, what is obvious?Is that the love of the Lord Jesus is front and center.
也同时让我们看到主他的爱就从一开始就显现出来。
Listen to verse chapter 1 verse 5, the last part of verse 5.
我们看一章五节。
To him, this is the Lord Jesus, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood.
他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
This is the Son of Man walking among the seven lampstands. This is the one who loves us.
他就指出那位在七个金灯台中间行走的那位，他是爱我们的那位。
Now, why is he walking among the seven lampstands?
为什么他要在七个金灯台中间行走呢？
When you read the seven letters in chapter 2 and 3, then you know exactly why. What does he do? What is that picture presenting to us?
如果我们读第二章、第三章，我就明白他为什么要在那里行走，他在那里做什么呢？
You remember how our Lord Jesus presents himself to each church, revealing something of himself to each one of them.
我们知道他在写这七封书信的时候，一开头都向每个教会来启示他的自己。
And as you read each letter, our Lord proceeds to inspect his church. And what is the inspection all about?
那同时他也在那里来查验他的教会。
He's trying to find whatever he revealed of himself, he's trying to find that.In the church.
换句话说，就是他向某那个教会所启示的他自己的琐事，他就查验是否在这个教会中看寻到他的自己。
But when you read the seven letters, there is one thing that I'm sure it cannot escape your notice.
那我想你读这七封书信一定会注意到。
The message to the seven churches is bracketed, if you will. There is a sandwich there. It begins and ends on the same note.
就是这七封书信的开始和结尾都是同样的一个事情。
And what is that note?
都同样的提到什么呢?
Love.
都是同样的提到爱。
To Ephesus, our Lord says, I have this against you. You have abandoned your first love.
他对以弗所的教会说，我有一件事要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
To Laodicea, our Lord Jesus is saying, you're lukewarm. You think you're rich. You think you have everything.And at the end of the day, you're miserable, you're poor. There is no love for the Lord.
但对老底家的教会说，你们不乐，不冷也不乐，就是你们把这个爱心失去了。
It's as if our Lord Jesus is asking, when he presents himself to a church, there is almost implied the question, do you love me?
换句话说，好像主就在对七个教会说，你爱我吗？
Are you treasuring what I am? Are you allowing that to characterize you?
你是否宝贵我的所事？你又是否把我自己成为你的实际？
And no wonder that in each one of the churches, to each one of them, the same phrase appears.
实在，所以难怪我们也在七封书信里都看到同样的一句话。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
就是凡有耳的就应当听圣灵向众教会所说的话。
The three things are together, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们再次看到这三点合在一起。
The church, but love that he's seeking in the church, hearing his voice.
就是他在爱里面寻找他的教会是否听他的声音。
You know, there is one of the seven churches,where our Lord has praised without any reservation, only one of them.
我们也知道七个教会当中有一个主只有赞赏没有责备。
And that one is Philadelphia, is the sixth of the seven churches.
就是第六个教会腓立帖腓。
And in Philadelphia, I think we can see quite clearly that there is love for the Lord.
那我们也知道腓立帖腓，我们也看到那里有对主的爱。
But maybe you're going to ask me,Where is that love? I never see. I see it in Ephesus, the lack of the love. I see it in Laodicea. But where is that love for the Lord, which he is really after? Where is that in Philadelphia?
你可能也会问，我怎么没有看到爱这个字呢？以弗所那里是有提到起初的爱心，那腓立帖腓写在哪里呢？
I'll show you where it is.
那我就跟弟兄姊妹们讲。
In Revelation 3 verse 8, the Lord says this to Philadelphia.
在三章八节那里说
I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut. Because you have little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. You have kept my word.
第八节我知道你的行为你略有一点力量也曾遵守我的道没有弃绝我的名。看来我在你面前给你一个敞开的门是无人能关的。我想强调这里他说遵守我的道。
A second time, verse 10, because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth.
然后第十节，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。这里再说遵守我的道。
Brothers and sisters, that's how the Lord gets that bride, that city that he's after, or if you want, that flock that he's after.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就是主如何得到他的群羊，得到他的教会，得到他的心腹。
Do you love me?
你是否爱我?
There is a love for him.
这里有一个爱向着主。
Not of the sentimental, merely sentimental type. No, no, it goes beyond that.
这不是一个情感上,单单情感上的爱。
He who loves me, he keeps my word.
凡爱我的就遵守我的道。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, indeed, we do thank you for such grace, Lord.
主,我们感谢你给我们这样的恩典。
You are the good shepherd, Lord, and you have laid down your life for us.
你是好牧人，好牧人为我们舍命。
And you have made us part of your flock, Lord.
你也使我们成为你的羊群中的一份。
Our prayer, Lord, is that our eyes may be open once again to see your beauty, your glory, your love for us.
哦，主，我们求你再次的开我们的眼睛，让我们看到你的美丽、你的荣耀、你的爱。
We pray that as we see it afresh, we may be drawn, Lord.Follow after you.
哦，主，我们祷告，当我们再次被你更新的时候，我们能够被吸引来跟随你。
We pray that as a response to your love for us, there will be love in our hearts for you.
哦，主，我们的回应，愿你是主啊，在我们的心里对你能够有爱。
That is expressed very clearly in obeying the word of the Lord.
能这个爱能够这样的彰显出来，就是我们遵守你的道。
In hearing the voice of our shepherd and following after him.
我们能够听我们牧人的声音就跟随他。
Be gracious to us, we pray, Lord.
哦，主啊，向我们施你的恩典。
We ask it for your glory.
我们向你，我们按着你的荣耀来祷告。In
the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
We're dismissed.
我们散会。
Thank you, brother.